第十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12.
我们从第六节念起，念到第十二节。
We'll read from verse 6 to 12.
我们再看约书亚记。
Let's turn to the book of Joshua.
约书亚记第一章。
Joshua chapter 1.
我们从第五集念起。
We'll read from verse 5.
念到第九集。We go. 十七节和十八节。
Verses 17 and 18.
我们再看彼得前书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第五章，我们从第五集念起。
1 Peter chapter 5, and we'll begin reading from verse 5.
第五节和第六节
Verses 5 and 6。
你再看雅各书
We look at the book of James
雅各书第五章
James 5
第十节第十一节
Verses 10 and 11、
我们曾一再地说领袖乃是谁主宰的拣选
We have been saying that the chosen are a vessel is up to God's sovereignty.
这并不是由于人，也不是自作人。
It is not of man and nor through the agency of man.
乃是谁他主宰的拣选。
It is God saw in his sovereignty he does the choosing.
当神在那里拣选的时候，他并不根据我们天然所有的。
When God chooses a person, He does not rely on the person's natural ability.
很多的时候，我们天然越多，所有的越多，反而在神的拣选上成了一个拦阻。
Oftentimes, the more natural energy and talent we have, and they're in a way they are the hindrance to God's chosen of us.
但是这并不是说神拣选人就毫无条件。
It does not mean that when God chose a person, He has no requirement.
神在那里所拣选的人必须有一颗心是向着他的。
The person who God wants must have a heart toward Himself.
必须愿意把自己放在神的手里。
Must be willing to place himself in the hands of God.
让神在他的身上做身体的工作。
Allow the Lord to do a deep work in his life.
凡是拒绝十字架的对付的人都是选不上的人。
Those who refuse to work the cross are the ones who will not be chosen.
所以我们看见一面仅是神的拣选。
So one side we see is the sovereignty of God's justification.
另外一面在人的身上也有所配合。
And on the hand, on the human side, there must be something that would fit or respond to God's heart.
神必须在我们人的身上工作
God must do a work in our heart
这样他所要求的条件能成就在人的身上
So that all his requirements could be met in our heart
这样神才能用这样的人做属灵的领袖
And therefore God can choose such a person to be a spiritual leader
我们昨天早晨在这里谈到第一件事
Yesterday we mentioned one thing,
就是神在人身上所必须做的工作
is the thing that God must do in the vessel.
如果在人的身上连这个也没有的话
if God cannot find this thing in the vessel,
这样的人就不能站在领导的地位上
This person cannot standin the place of leadership.
因为这个就是意向的问题。
This is a matter of vision.
一个做领导的人，他必须从神那里接受天上的意向。
The person who is in the place of leadership must receive a vision from the Lord.
否则的话，他像一个瞎眼的人领导瞎眼的人一样。
Otherwise, he'd be like a blind who is leading the blind.
他必须要明白神的奥秘。
He must know the mystery of God.
他必须要明白神对教会的奥秘。
He must know God's mystery concerning the church.
他也必须要明白神所拣选的器皿的奥秘。
He must know the mystery of the vessel whom God has chosen.
他需要有摩西所看见的那个金子火焰。
He must see what Moses saw on that burning bush.
他也必须要像保罗一样看见那天上的异象。
He must like Paul saw a heavenly vision.
有了这样的意见,
when you have such a vision,
他在前面有方针,
then he has direction.
前面有道路,
then there's a way.
他才知道说,究竟 他最终的那个结果是在哪里?
Then he knows his final destiny.
他必须有先见之明,
he must see clearly.
他必须对属灵的事情也更透彻地看见,
and he must see through spiritual things clearly.
这样他才能领导神的百姓,
therefore he can lead God's people.
所以今天我们在神的面前,
therefore we are before the Lord.
我们需要谦卑在神的面前,
we need to be humble before the Lord.
因为说到意向这件事,
when it comes to natural vision,
实在说来不是我们人自己所能得到的,
it is not something we can obtain ourselves.
可以说神愿意向什么人显现神就向谁显现,
in a way when God wants to reveal to a certain person, he will reveal to a certain person.
但是我们感谢赞美神,
but thank God,
因为他是乐意将他的儿子启示在我们里面,
it's his pleasure to reveal his son in us.
我常常说一句话,
I often say,
当你到去看望弟兄姊妹的时候,
when you go visiting brothers and sisters,
如果那个家庭里头刚是生了一个小baby的话,
if a new baby was born in the family,
当你进到这家人家去的时候,
and the moment you enter into the home,
你实在不需要说我要看看你的baby,
you don't need to say I want to see your baby,
因为你一打进门, 他就要把那个baby拿出来给你看,
because the moment you enter the house, the mother will show off the baby,
因为做父母的人容易将他的孩子要显明在人的眼前,
because the parents willingly, eagerly to reveal or to show off the baby to you. This could represent the heart of God. God's heart is longing to reveal his son to you and to us. And how come we cannot receive this revelation? How come we cannot see this heavenly vision? Mother God is not willing to reveal his son to us, because our heart toward God is closed. Our back is toward the Lord. Therefore God is not able to reveal himself. Whenever our hearts are turned toward the Lord, the veil of our eyes is removed. His glory.
We'll
be changed from glory to glory. And we'll allow the Holy Spirit to do the work of transformation. So the scripture says, the pure in heart, they are blessed are those who pure in heart. Because they shall see.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
我们需要谦卑在神的面前,
we need to be humble before God.
把我们的心向神打开,
allow our hearts to turn toward the Lord.
我们需要求神赐我们智慧和启示的灵,
pray that the Lord will give the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
神就必定要把他的奥秘向我们启示,
and then God will reveal his mystery to us.
因为我们的神并不偏待人,
because our God is fair.
而他并不根据我们的人聪明和愚拙,
he does not rely on our natural wisdom,
乃是完全根据他自己的怜悯,
it's all dependent upon his mercy.
这是我们昨天早晨在这里交通的,
that was what we shared yesterday morning.
今天早晨我们愿意继续下去,
this morning we want to go a step further.
神所拣选的领袖,
the leadership whom God is looking for,
在他的身上必须有底下那一些的条件,
they must have the following conditions.
当然这些的条件都不是人天然所有的,
all these conditions we might have naturally.
这些的条件都是神借着他的灵在我们身上所造成的,
all these conditions are the work of the Holy Spirit in our hearts and they're produced in our lives.
当然我们只能说意向是第一件事,
but we say vision is the first thing.
第二件事情,
the second thing,
乃是管制,
is discipline.
我们知道我们不但需要有所看见,
we not only have to see something,
我们必须要 让神在我们身上有管制的工作。
We need the Holy Spirit to have that work of discipline in our lives.
一个人如果他不能克服他自己的话，
if a person cannot discipline himself,
这个人根本就不配做领导的人，
then he's not qualified to be a leader.
在圣经里头告诉我们说，
in the book of Proverbs,
克服己心的胜过许诚。
Yeah, if you can control yourself, is greater than controlling the city.
人如果不能克服他自己的心，
you do not control your own heart.
就好像一个毁坏的城市没有城墙一样。
It's like the city that's ruined without walls.
所以我们要看见说一个被神使用的人。
So you want to see the one who can be used of the Lord.
他需要先克服他的自己。
He must conquer himself.
他必须让圣灵在环境的里面来管制他。
He must allow the Holy Spirit to discipline him through the environment.
他必须让圣灵在他的里面管教他。
He must allow the Holy Spirit to instruct him from within.
如果一个人他不肯接受神的管制，
the person cannot receive God's discipline.
他要回溯他自己的意识而活的话，
he's going to live a life according to his own natural wishes.
这个人神没有办法使用。
This kind of person God cannot use.
我们知道管制这个事与门徒这个事是出于同一个字根。
We know that the word discipline and the word discipleship or disciple are connected together.
我们必须先要做门徒。
First, we must be a disciple.
门徒就是受主管制的人。
Disciples are the ones who are under the discipline of the Lord.
所以圣经告诉我们说，主耶稣在那里呼召人来做他的门徒。
And so the Lord is calling people to become his disciples.
当主呼召人来做门徒的时候，
so when the Lord calls people to become disciples,
每一次在四福音里头，你看见说，
in the Gospels we can see,
每一次主在那里呼召人做他的门徒，
whenever he calls people to become disciples,
那是遇到的人。必须要披下一切来跟从他。
Those who want to be disciples, they must give up everything in order to follow him.
如果有人还在那里留恋他的过去，
if you have something to look back or holding back,
这个人就不配做主的门徒。
Then you are not qualified to be a disciple.
那就是说，
that is to say,
如果今天要做门徒的话，
if you want to be a disciple today,
你必须把你自己全部交在主的手里。
Totally given yourself to the Lord.
你不能为着自己还有保留。
You cannot preserve anything for yourself.
你不能保留你自己的主权。
You cannot preserve your own rights.
你得让主把你来管制。
You must be under the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
让主来教育你。
Allow the Lord to instruct you.
让主在你的身上有完全的自由工作。
Allow the Lord to have absolute.Afford the freedom to do his work in you.
这样才能把人造成一个有用的器皿。
Then he can educate into a useful vessel.
所以凡是不能做门徒的人，
for those who cannot be disciples,
都是不能做领袖的人。
They cannot be leaders.
我们许多的时候盼望能做领导的人。
We always to be a leader.
但是我们不肯做学习的人。
But we are unwilling to be a disciple.
实在说来，管教乃是学习功课。
Speaking, disciplining is learning.
我们怎么能在神面前有属灵的学习？
How can we learn lessons before the Lord?
我们所有属灵的学习都是从管教里面来的。
All our spiritual lessons come from discipline.
如果我们没有属灵的学习，
if there's no spiritual learning,
我们就没有办法来帮助那些需要帮助的。
And we can help others, those are in need.
因为今天的问题并不是一个世界上面的工作。
Today, what we ingest is not like the world, the business of the world. Because what we're engaging in is a spiritual ministry. Our ministry is to bring people to the Lord. Our ministry is to bring the Lord to the people. Our ministry is not just simply teaching. Our ministry is just doing things. Our ministry is simply impart Christ to others. If today we have nothing from the Lord, we have not learned anything from the Lord. How can we learn Christ? It's through the work of discipline. The more we are disciplined by the Lord, there'll be more measure of Christ in his life. And so Hebrews 12 tells us, God is like a father who disciplines us. He disciplines us because he loves us. He wants us to grow up. He wants us to be sons. Not only a baby. Through discipline, he wants us to mature and grow up. Because he loves us. We want to do the work of discipline. When we are disciplined, we feel painful. Because according to flesh, we do not desire discipline. But after we've been disciplined, we the fruit of righteousness. And we'll have a share in his holiness. That is to say, we know Christ. Allow Christ to incorporate into us. And then we can impart Christ to others. Brothers and sisters, if you're not willing to be disciplined, then you will have no grace to impart Christ to others. So we see here,
神为说要使用我们的援助,
but God wants to use you.
祂需要在我们身上多多地管制我们,
he needs to do the work of disciplining.
当神的管制领导我们的时候,
so when he's disciplining us,
究竟我们的态度如何?
How is our attitude?
我们是不是在那里轻看神的管教?
Are we there likely looking at his discipline?
或是我们在他管
Or are we discouraged and despair because of his discipline? Or are we receive his discipline? With a joyful heart receiving the discipline. You can see in the history, in the history of the Bible, in the history of the church, those who were chosen by the Lord and used by the Lord, there were those who were disciplined by him. The more they were disciplined, the more they were useful. The less they were disciplined, the least they were useful. No discipline, useless. We'll take an example from the Old Testament and an example from the New Testament. The best example we can take in the Old Testament is David. David was a leader. And the scripture described as King David. David was the chosen vessel of God. We can see in his life the sovereignty of God in his kingdom.
是与被拣选做领袖完全相反的。
If you look at his background, there's nothing in his background that qualifies him to become a leader.
因为按照人来看
，According to human way of thinking,
大卫呢是约西的儿子。
David was the son of Jesse.
他是约西最小的一个儿子。
He's the youngest in the family.
就说普通来说，最小的儿子肯定是父母最喜欢的。
Humanly speaking, the youngest is the one who most loved the parents. But interesting enough, in this particular case, it was not so. Even David was the youngest, number 8. But the parents did not put him in his
eyes. And
his parents let him go into the wilderness to keep sheep.
到撒母耳要在约西的儿子里高一个来做王的时候
，So when the Lord asked Samuel to anoint a person to be king of Israel，
约西他认为说七个儿子都有可能是这个第八个是明年的人
，And Jesse thought that all the seven other sons they do have the qualification but not this youngest one。
所以连大卫他都没有叫他。回来
，so not David was not asked to come home.
感谢上帝神
，by thank God.
虽然撒母耳也有他的弱点
，even Samuel had his weakness.
因为他造扫罗的时候，扫罗是高人一头的
，because when he anointed Saul, Saul was taller than anyone else.
所以当他要来约西的儿子中高一个为王的时候
，so when he came to Jesse come to anoint one of his sons to be king,
当约西的儿子长子一路抓经过他的时候
，so when the other son of Jesse parade through before Samuel,
因为他也是长得很高大
，because he was tall and good looking,
所以撒母耳心里说那是真就是他了
，and Samuel thought in his heart this must be the one.
但是神说他不是看人的外貌，他是看人。
And the Lord said, I do not look at the outside of a person, I look at the heart.
感谢神，撒母耳学了一个功课。
Thank God, Samuel learned a lesson.
一个儿子经过，
都不是。So one by one, they walked before Samuel.
神没有拣选他们。
God did not choose anyone.
撒母耳就问约西说，都在这里吗？
Samuel asked Jesse, are all your sons here?
不，还有一个最小的在看呀。
We still have a youngest son who is out in the wilderness.
所以我们看见环境实在是完全相反的。
So we can see that environment is so contrary to what God wants.
这个大卫是他的父亲所期盼的。
David was not highly esteemed by his parents.
不但是这样
，Not only that,
连他的哥哥们都是看轻他。
Even his brothers, they don't think much of him.
你们记得到他的父亲派他到战场上去看望他哥哥的时候。
You remember the father sent him to the battlefront to visit his brethren.
他的哥哥就误会他。
And the brother misunderstood him.
因为他喜欢看打仗的人哦。
Because he was curious to see want to see the fighting.
所以我们看见大卫这个人的境遇。
So we can see the condition of David.
当他被称在以色列人中显明的时候
，When he was revealed among the sons of Israel，
他在那里把哥利亚打死了
，And he slew Goliath。
那可以说大卫现在那是被众人所知道。
So we see that David is now well known by all the people。
但是历史却遭遇扫罗的嫉妒
，But at that time。Saul was jealous of him.
虽然他是神的受膏者
，even though he was anointed by God，
但是他逃难
，he escaped.
他被扫罗在那里欺辱
，he was chased and persecuted by Saul.
他承认他自己不过像一条死狗一样
，so he considered himself as a dead dog.
不过像个跳蚤一样
，as though he was a
flea.他是在磨难的中间
，and through all his trials，
他认识了他的自己
，he learned to know himself。
虽然神给他两次的机会
，God has given twice，
也曾拯救他的自己脱离扫罗的手
，deliver himself from the hand of Saul。
并且他的部下也叫他起来，把扫罗杀了
，and even his followers encouraged him to through a soul.
He's
all his problems are
before.
Because God anointed him to and he should be on the throne to be a king.
But
he dare not to lay his hand on God's
anointing.
He was willing to suffer even more. Even he was anointed. He dare not to put himself to put the place of leadership. If the Lord anointed him, when the time comes, he
doesn't
need to struggle for himself. God himself will place him on the throne.
So
at the age of
30,
and he became a king in Hebron.
And
7 years and 6 months. And he became the king of all Israel for 33 years. In the latter days we see he received much discipline from the Lord. When he was receiving all this discipline, he would not blame people. He humbled himself under the mighty hand of God. He was there to learn his lessons.
If we
read the book of Psalms, consider some the songs of David. Not all the songs are written by him,
but
the majority of the songs are written by him. When we read the book of Psalms, we can see this, the fullness of his experience. He's gone through deep suffering. And he also has received much blessing. He also gone through much failure. He also knows what victory.
We
can see all kinds of experiences he had gone through himself. In the discipline he learned to know God. And so the songs are the express of his knowledge of God. Why do we want to read Psalms? Because Psalms does not speak of doctrine. Because Psalms speak of experience before the Lord. Because in the book of Psalms, we meet the Lord. Because of this reason, we need to receive God's discipline. In the New Testament, we can give them an example. It's very clear, it's Peter. Of all the 12 disciples,
you
can say that Peter was a natural born leader. You can see that every time anybody opens the mouth, it was Peter's mouth. But interesting things happen. We know that Peter so quickly to open his mouth. And when he opens his mouth, it's always in front of people.
Because
he considers himself to be a leader. Within all the other disciples.
But
strangely enough, whenever he opened his
mouth,
and now the Lord shut his mouth, the Lord disciplined him. Brothers and sisters, here we see one principle. If anybody has a natural leadership ability, this person cannot be qualified to become a
leader.
Sometimes we think, we say this person has natural leadership.
Yet in this world,
如果一个人他天生有领袖的才干，
if he's born with that natural leadership,
他就各可以做领袖，
he can become a leader.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
but brothers and sisters,
在属灵的事情上，
in the matter of spiritual,
却不是这样。
That's not so.
一个有天然领袖才干的人，
if you have natural leadership ability,
他的天然领袖的才干，
your natural leadership ability,
叫他不配做属灵的。
Qualifies you to become a spiritual leader.
如果他不经过神的对付，
if he will not allow the dealings of God,
神要对付他这个天然领袖的才干，
God will deal his natural ability.
如果经过对付，神才能有。
After through discipline, then God can begin.
如果没有经过对付的话，
if there's no discipline,
这个天然领袖的才干，
this natural leadership ability,
反而在神的工作上是一个极大的难处，
will be a great hindrance in God's work.
我们看见扫罗就是这个例子。
We see Paul was such an example.
当他他有天然领袖的才干，
he had a natural leadership ability.
但是他用他天然的领袖才干来领导的时候，
and when he was using his natural ability to lead,
他杀了许多的基督徒，
he slew many God's
people. 那是要经过十字架的对付，
we had to go through the work of the cross.
然后我们看见神才能使用，
and then we can see God can begin.
所以在彼得的身上也是这样。
So it's in the life of Peter.
彼得虽然是一个没有学问的人，
Peter, even though he was an educated person,
虽然他是一个粗鲁的人，
he's a very rough person,
但是这个人天然能做领袖的，
but naturally he has that ability to be a leader.
所以他以为说在十二个门徒中他就是自己立为。
So he considered himself a leader among the 12.
他要替其他的门徒说话。
He wanted to speak on behalf of the others.
但是每一次他开口的时候，主就对付他。
Whenever he spoke, God silenced him.
哎呀，有的时候我心里替彼得很同情。
Sometimes in my heart, I'm very sympathetic.
我说彼得啊，
I said, Peter,
你少开一点口啊。
Peter, if you would speak less,
你就少吃一点苦啊。
Then you will suffer less.
为什么你这样张开你的大口呢？
Why you want to open your mouth so often?
你被对付了一次，你应该学乖了。
As the Lord dealt with you once, you ought to learn your lesson.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My brother and sister,
我们今天乖的人太多了。
Clever people. We have too many clever people.
我们今天神的儿女里面，大家都太聪明了。
We are God among us. We all think we are very wise.
因为我们太聪明了。
Because we are too wise.
我们也不开口。
We dare not to open.
我们也不说字。
We dare not to do.
虽然我们就不受对付。
Then we don't want to. We are not sitting in a discipline.
在神在人面前。
Before God and before man,
谁也不注意我们，
nobody notices.
我们也不能，也没有办法对付我们，
and no one can deal with us.
谁也没有办法对付我们，
God cannot discipline.
我们实在太乖了，
we are too good.
但是弟兄姊妹，
the brothers and sisters,
这样乖的人，
this kind of good people,
在神面前。
In God's sight,
没有管制，
you have no discipline.
没有
you are all to open your mouth.
我们个人的气质是不同的。
We all have different temperaments.
有的人天然是喜欢讲话。
Some people naturally have the
ability. 有人天然是少讲话。
And some naturally will speak less.
多讲话的人多受罪苦。
And the more you speak, the more system you
have. 少讲话的人少受罪苦。
And if you speak less, less system you
have. 但是感谢赞美神。
But thank God.
虽然彼得那样的受罪苦，
the way that Peter was disciplined by the Lord.
他没有退却。
He was not discouraged.
你知道吗？
Do you know that?
彼得在开始的时候是想退的。
At first, Peter was thinking of quitting.
你如果读圣经的话，
if you read the scripture,
你知道在马太第四章里面，
in Matthew chapter 4,
我们的主在加利利的海边呼召彼得来做门徒。
To see Galilee, the Lord called Peter to become his disciple.
他就撇下一切所有的来跟从主。
He left all and followed him.
但是他跟从主一段的时间。
After he followed the Lord for a period of time.
当我们的主回到他家乡的时候，
when the Lord returned to his home,
就是加百农的时候。
It's Capernaum.
你知道彼得在哪里做什么？
Now where was Peter?
彼得去钓鱼去了。
Peter was fishing.
去打鱼。
Peter was going back.
这是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
就是彼得他确实说，
It was Peter, she was singing to himself.
是我愿意做主的门徒。
Yes, I want to be his disciple.
但是我受不了。
But I cannot take it.
我觉得我在主的面前实在不行了。
Because I do feel unqualified.
我实在赶不上。
I cannot catch up to him.
那我现在还不是早一点退去就算了。
So the best thing for me to do something else to do.
所以他去打鱼就是想退的意思。
So when he went fishing, means he resigned from his calling.
但是第二天我们的主来了。
But the next day the Lord came.
他要在那里对众人讲道。
And he was there speaking to a
great multitude. 因为人太多。
Because there are great multitude.
所以主就借彼得的船来讲道。
So the Lord used one of Peter's boats.
用他的船做他的讲台。
And used his boat to be his platform.
这样人就不至于拥挤他。
And so the Lord, people will not be crowding him.
而主讲完了之后。
And after he spoke.
就非常有礼貌。
The Lord is very polite.
主知道彼得想退。
Lord knows Peter was thinking of quitting.
如果他退去的话
，if Peter quit，
退去不做他的门徒了
refuse to be his disciple，
那么主在他的身上不能有所要求了。
The Lord has no demand on him.
所以我们的主在对彼得说
，And the Lord told Peter，
你把这个船打开去。
Would you sail that boat away there.
然后你在那里下网打鱼。
And lower the net.
彼得心里就在说。
The Peter was thinking.
主啊
，Lord，
就说打鱼来讲
，as far as fishing is concerned，
我比你懂得多。
I know more you do.
就说道理来讲
，as far as teaching，
那我不如你。
I cannot compare with you.
我打了一夜打不到鱼。
Because I fish all night, I catch nothing.
我是知道水性的人呢。
Because I know the nature of this sea.
你根本不懂。
You don't know.
但是不好意思。
It's to be polite.
那我就听你的话。
So I'll listen to you and I'll lower the net.
打了一网的大鱼
，and he had a big catch.
这个网几乎要破裂了
，and even the net was on the verge of breaking.
但是没有破裂
，but not break.
如果破裂的话，鱼就到底要掉了
，and if it breaks, all the fish will be gone.
需要另外一条船来相帮来收这个网
，and another boat was needed to come to haul this catch.
这个意思是什么呢
？What was the meaning behind it?
你要退去不做我的门徒
You want to resign You don't want to be a disciple
那我在你身上就没有要求了
Then I have no demands on your life
我用你的船我就还你鱼
Because I use your boat I want to repay you with the fish
我从来不占你的便宜
Because I will not take advantage of you
当彼得看见这种光景的时候
When Peter saw this condition
他倒在主的面前
He fell down
他说主啊
He said Lord
我是一个罪人
He said I'm a sinner
你离开我吧
Depart from him.
你知道他的信心
You know his heart.
他叫主离开他
He asked the Lord to depart from
him. 因为他这都不配
But he still his heart.
但是心里呢
But his heart.
他盼望主不要让他走
And he feel that the Lord will not depart from him.
主知道他的心
The Lord knows his heart.
就说不要惧怕
The Lord said, fear not.
我要叫你的人想在于
I will make you a fisher of men.
那个时候
From that moment on,
彼得是专心的跟从主
Peter followed the Lord hopefully.
无论主这样对付他
No matter how the Lord disciplines
him, 你没有办法把他赶走
You cannot get rid of him.
你记得彼得怎么说
You know what Peter said?
就说你们都要去吗
The Lord said, you want to all go.
很多的门徒都走了
Many disciples left me.
说主的话太难听了
because the word of the Lord is too hard.
谁能接受呢
Who can receive it?
主对门徒说：“你们也要走吗？”
我这里发福说 ：“You must go too。”
彼得是主啊，
主罗彼得是。
你要有永生之道。
You have the word of eternal life。
我们知道你是神的圣子。
We know you are the Son of God。
我们还到哪里去呢
？To whom can we go？
我们已经跟从了你。
We already follow you。
你不能赶我们走。
You cannot let us go。
我们也没有路可以走。
We have nowhere to go。
我们，你是我们的道路。
You are our way。亲爱的弟兄、brothers and sisters，
你要看见一件事。
You want to see one thing。
管教是根基，我们。的交托，我们把自己交托给主了。
We commit ourselves to the Lord，
主才能管教我们。
Then he can discipline us。
如果我们交托越少
，the least we commit ourselves，
主在我们身上管教越少
，his discipline will be very little。
如果我们把自己完全交在他的手里头
，commit ourselves totally to him，
主在我们身上就能自由的管教我们。
He will have the absolute right to do as he wills。
很多的时候，你在哪里说
？Many times。We thought,
为什么我没有管教
？How come I do not have the discipline?
是不是我这个人太乖了
？Because I'm very good.
好像有的孩子太乖了。
like your son or daughter there to
grow. 所以不需要管教。
So you don't need to discipline.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
不是
这样。
That's not the case.
许多的时候
，many times，
你发现说好像主任凭你
，as though the Lord is allowing you to do your thing。
好像主在哪里让你去
，as the Lord is not really there with you。
原因不是主不爱你。
It's not because the Lord does not love you.
不是他不要管教你。
It's not that he will not discipline you.
乃是你没有把你的自己完全放在他的手里。
It's because you are not totally committing yourself to him.
因为当他管教的手来到的时候
，His hand comes upon you.
恐怕你已经逃到千里之外。
Because you'll be shrinking, you'll be running away from him.
但是一个人如果肯把自己放在主的手里头
，For to those who are committed.
不怕受主的管教
You are not afraid of his discipline
这个人住在他的身上就能做更多的工作
The Lord can do much work in that life
感谢赞美神
Thank the Lord
我们看见彼得受到主这样管教之后
We see after this after much discipline by the Lord
我想在门徒的中间没有一个受管制像彼得受管制
Among the brothers was no one had received more discipline from the Lord than Peter
但是到了五旬节那一天
But on the day of Pentecost
彼得站起来为主说话的时候
When Peter stood up and spoke for the Lord
我们看见他能代表那一位圣贤的主
We can see that he is there representing the risen Lord
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
如果今天我们要被神选上
If today we want to be chosen by God
过那属灵的领袖
And to become a leader
来领导弟兄姊妹
To lead brothers and sisters
我们不能轻看神的管制
We cannot overlook or let him look God's discipline
我们也不要因着他稍微管教我们一点我们就灰心丧胆
We cannot allow discipline to discourage our heart
我们要把我们自己放在主的手里
We must be willing to place ourselves in his hand
他越管教我们
The more he disciplines
我们虽然越痛苦
The more we hurt
我们里面越感激他
The more we appreciate him
因为他实在是爱我们
Because he loves us
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
今天在圣灵儿女的中间
Among God's people
我们太放松了
We are too loose
我们太随便
We are too careless
我们实在不够受管教
We are not disciplined people
所以我们道理知道很多
We have many knowledge
但是我们实际非常的少
But we don't have the reality
只有经过管教的人
Only after discipline
他才能有属灵的实际
Then we will have spiritual reality
这样的人他才能把基督分给他
And this kind of person then they are able to impart Christ
所以这个是主在我们身上必须做的工作
This is the thing that the Lord must do in our lives
第三件事
The third thing.
一个属灵的领袖
A spiritual leader
他必须有勇敢
He must have courage
勇敢在神的面前非常的重要
Courage is very vital in God's sight
但是这个勇敢不是指着那个天然的勇敢
This courage is not the natural courage that we possess
今天世界上有许多的人天然是勇敢的
There are many people in this world that are naturally courageous
他很会冒险的
They can risk their life. They dare to be a volunteer to do any risky work. But strange, a person who possesses natural courage. When it comes to spiritual matters, and when you see he becomes very weak.
因为在属灵的事情上
Because in a matter that is spiritual
是需要属灵的勇敢
We need spiritual courage
这个勇敢不是天然来
This spiritual courage is not natural
这个勇敢是从认识神而来
This courage comes from knowing God
什么叫做属灵的勇敢呢
What does it mean by spiritual courage
那就是说
That is to say
神给了他意象
God has given you a vision
他有了这个意象之后
He has this vision
他就不怕任何的
And he has no fear for any obstacle.
他是不折不为的，他一直往前去。
He has no, he does not care anything, and he moves on and moves on.
虽然受许多的反对
，even though he faced much opposition.
但 但是他并不就这样退
出。He will not shrink from it.
虽然他遭遇人的不欢迎。
And he, even though is not recognized, welcome by people.
但他里面知道。
But inwardly he knows.
这是神的旨意。
This is God's purpose.
他就不顾人一切的不欢迎。
And he will not compromise man's feelings.
他不求人的欢迎。
He will not seek man's approval.
他只求主的喜悦。
And he only seeks God's pleasure.
这一种属灵的勇气，乃是做领袖的人必须有。
This kind of spiritual courage is quite a spiritual leader with a need.
一个非身使用的人，不能是个推推缩缩的人。
One who is used to be used by God cannot be those who is always shrinking back.
一个非身使用的人，他必须要为这个缘故勇往直前。
For those used by God, he must be able to go on regardless.
这个是很重要
This is important
否则的话
Otherwise
你就是有了意向
Even though you have vision
也没有办法来完成神的托付
You cannot fulfill God's trust in your life
这样我们也可以用两个人来做例子
I think we can use two persons in the Bible as an example
在旧约的里面就是约书亚
In the Old TestamentIt was Joshua.
在新约的里面，我们用斯蒂凡来做例子。
And in the New Testament, we can use Stephen.
如果我们打开约书亚记
，If we turn to the book of Joshua,
我们看见在第一章的里面
，We see in chapter one,
Moses 死了。
Moses passed away.
神的话就临到约书亚。
And the word of the Lord came upon Joshua.
他说：“我的仆人摩西死了。
”He said, "My servant Moses."Now you must write.
你要带领百姓进到迦南。
You must take my people into the land of Canaan.
我们看见神拣选约书亚来做那个领袖。
So we can see God chose Joshua to be the leader.
来带领以色列的百姓进到神应许之地去。
To bring the people into the promised land.
你凡是你的脚上所踏的地方都要赐给。
Wherever the sole your foot put down, that is your possession.
那个时候谁？就三次在那里对他说
，And the Lord spoke to Joshua three times.
你要刚强壮胆
，Be strong and courageous.
你不要惧怕
，Do not fear.
你要刚强壮胆
You be strong and courageous.
你要带领百姓往里面
，Bring the people forward.
然后我们看见百姓也在那里。加强他的手
and we also see that even the people encourage Joshua's heart.
他们说我们从前这样听从摩西
This is when how we listen to Moses.
我们今天也要听从你
We also listen to you.
你只要刚强，大大的壮胆
Be courage and be strong and be courage.
你做神所吩咐你做的事
You do what the Lord asks you to do.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
我们不要轻举妄动
We do not do things lightly.
好像没有什么命令
as though there's no God's commandment.
我们就不不容易去就去做
We use our courage and do things.
这样是人意妄为
That is of our natural inclination.
这个就是犯了人意妄为的罪
This is our sin of presumption.
我们在这方面要小心
We have to be careful
但是如果有了什么命令
But when we have the commandment from the Lord
如果知道什么旨意
And we know God's will
就是全世界的人起来反对我们
All the world against us
我们也不能改变我们的方向
We cannot change our direction
这种心灵的勇气是必须有的
This kind of spiritual courage is necessary
我们在历史上看见有一个人叫马丁路德
And in the history of the church there was a man calledMartin
Luther 乃是德国的一个修道士
and Martin Luther was one of the German reformers
修道士
monk
当时的人根本就看不起一个德国的修道士
in those days nobody think much of a German monk
我们知道天主教那个大本营是在意大利
and we know the headquarters of the Roman Empire was in Rome, Italy Roman Catholic was in Italy.
他们认为他们自己是很 refined, 很克制，很有那个文化的。
Yeah, so the Catholic in Rome, in Italy, so they are highly cultured and refined.
他们对一个德国的一个乡下的一个修道士根本看不
上。And those from a little village, a German monk is of no account.
但是谁用 用这个马丁路德。
But God used this Martin Luther.
当神用他的时候，可以说全欧洲起来反对他。
We can say that when the Lord was using the whole Europe was rose up against him.
不但是这个罗马圣罗马帝国。
Not only the Holy Roman Empire against him.
甚至于所谓的这个Holy Roman Church 也起来反对。
The Roman Catholic Church also against him.
有一次他就被呼召要到沃伦去受审判。
And one time he was asked hear the Council of Worms.
当他被呼召的时候。
And when he was called.
听到的人为他担心。
And many people they were very worry for him.
因为知道他这样的去是非常的冒险。
Because when this is risky for him to be there.
你知道马丁路德他怎么说？
You know what did Martin Luther say?
他说你们在我身上可以盼望任何的事情。
He said you can expect anything from me.
但是你们不能盼望我惧怕或是反悔。
You cannot ask me to fear or regret.
You cannot. 就是在 worm.魔鬼多得像鱼儿盆里屋顶上的瓦片。
Even the devils are like the tiles on the roof of the room.
我绝不逃避，也不退缩。
And I will not run away, and I will not, I'll be there.
当他在皇帝的面前受审问的时候
，And so he was questioned before the emperor.
他们要他反悔，承认过去做错了。
They want him to recant all his teachings.
你知道他怎么回答
？You know what did he say?
他天天卑卑站在皇帝诸侯不屈的面前
He humbled himself and stood before the emperor
在那一些主教大主教的面前
And in front of all the bishops, bishops and archbishops
他说除非你们用圣经的话和语句来说服我我不能反悔
Unless you can prove with your scripture and wisdom I will not recant
因为我的良心乃是神话语的囚徒
It's because my conscience is the departed prisoner of God's word
我站在这里
I sit here
我不能做其他的事
I can do no other
愿主帮助我
May God help me
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这种的勇气不是人所有的
This kind of courage is not human
乃是神给他这样的勇敢
It'sGod's courage in him.
所以今天我们要做领袖的人必须有勇气。
If we want to be a leader in the Lord's work, we need courage.
我们不能顾东顾西。
We cannot care for this, care for that.
不能看这个人看那个人。
We cannot look at this person, look at that person.
怕这个人怕那个人。
And fear this person and fear that person.
不是说我们要怕自己。
Yes, we have to fear ourselves.
为什么我们自己错了
？And afraid that we ourselves.
但是如果我们知道这是神的旨意
，We know this is God's will.
就是魔鬼打开阴府的门
if the devil opened up the gate to hell
我们也必须要往前去
we still have to go on
最终的勇气从哪里来的
where does this courage come from
乃是因为神与他同在
the presence of God was with him
神对耶稣亚说我不离开你
The Lord told Joshua, I'll not leave you, I'll not forsake you.
我与你同在
I'll be with you.
这个勇气从哪里来的
Where does this courage come from?
乃是因为他有神的话
Because he has the word of God.
他知道神的旨意
He knows God's will.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
如果神与我们同在的话
If God is with us.
如果我们知道神的旨意是什么
If we know God's will, what God's will is.
如果我们里头看见了一下
If in our heart we see the vision,
就是魔鬼像楼上的瓦片一样的多。
If the devil is like the tiles on the rooftop,
我们也敢进到火狱里面去。
And we are dared to go into the hell.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
sisters,
勇气，生命的勇气
，spiritual courage
是需要的
，is needed.
在新约的里面。
In the New Testament,
我们看见斯蒂凡
we see Stephen.
我们看见斯蒂凡这一个人
we see Stephen.
他是一个丰满的人。
He's a man of full spirit.
你如果读四福音的话，
If you look in the book of Acts,
你看见他是满有圣灵，
and you can see he's filled with the Holy Spirit.
他满有信心，
he's full of faith.
他满有恩典，
he's full of grace.
他满有能力，
he's full of power.
他是一个认识神的丰满的人。
He knows God's fullness.
因着他认识神的丰满，
because he knows God's fullness.
所以我们看见他遭遇世界。宗教世界的反对。
So when you're persecuted by the world,
第一个人受宗教世界反对的，第一个信徒受宗教世界反对的，就是实际上。
The first person opposed by the religious world in those days was Stephen.
那除了我们的主之外
，aside from the Lord Jesus,
他是第一个信徒受宗教世界的反对。
He was the first person opposed by the religious world.
为什么呢？
Why?
那个时候十二使徒都在耶路撒冷。
Because the 12 disciples were in Jerusalem.
为什么使徒反成了那个焦点呢？
为什么 ？Why Stephen became the target?
为什么
？Why?
因为他认识神的丰富。
Because he knows the fullness of God.
当他在那里传话的时候
，And when he was preaching,
实在你要看见说他所传的道是能过十二个使徒当时所知道。
You can see that his message.It surpassed all the other 12.
你如果看《使徒行传》第七章他说的话
，If you read chapter 7 of the book of Acts,
我们常常说使徒反是保罗的先锋。
We can many say that Stephen was the forerunner of Paul.
保罗以后所传的
，Paul the teaching of Paul,
他所认识的属灵的东西
，the knowledge of spiritual knowledge of Paul gained,
使徒反都看见了。
Stephen saw it.
因为他在神的面前看见敌人更远一点。
He saw something more than what man sees.
所以他就变成一个目标了。
He becomes a target.
我们看见那个时候他们就起来攻击他。
So we can see at that time they rise up to attack him.
但是他被圣灵充满了。
He was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他的脸发光。
His face shines.
好像天使的脸一样。
As though the face of an angel.
当他在那里说话的时候。
When he spoke.
他的话何等的有力量！
His words were full of power.
他一点没有顾到自己。
He had no self consideration.
他在那里讲的话，
When he spoke,
叫那些审判他的人扎心。
Those who heard they pricked their heart.
因此就起来，
They rise up.
他推到尘埃，
And they took him to the
要下头打死他，
Pound him to death.
但是亲爱的弟兄们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们看见在这里有一个人，
Here we see a man.
他没有自己，
He had no self.
他不顾自己，
He had no self.
他敢把神的真理摆在他自己的面前。
He dared to place God's truth in front of his
eyes. 明知这样做
，He knew this way.
他不能得到好的结果。
He will not get a good result.
但是他敢说神的话。
He dared to speak God's word.
哦，弟兄姊妹。当人用石头打死他的时候
，When the stone was thrown at him，
他说：“我看见天开了。
”I saw heaven open。
看见人是站在天上。
I saw the Son of God in heaven。
弟兄姊妹，
弟兄姊
妹，他临死的时候
，At the moment he's dead，
他说：“主啊，赦免他们。
”The Lord forgive them。
这一种的勇敢
，This kind of courage。
不是从人来
，It's not from man，
乃是因着认识主而来。
It's because of he knows the Lord。
许多的时候，人问我一个问题
，Brothers, sometimes people ask me a question。
我自己有的时候也这样想
，And I sometimes thought，
今天许多神的儿女为主行道
，Many God's people were martyrs。
如果我们在那个时候
，If we were in those days，
我们能不能为主站住
？Can we stood up for the Lord？
我们怎样能为主站住
？How can we stand for the Lord？
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers。
有一句话很安慰我
，With one word that's very comforting，
就是说
，It is
凭着我们自己，我们不能站住
，Up to us we cannot stand，
反而以为自己站得住的要小心
，For those who think they can stand， take heed，
免得他跌倒
，You might fall，
但是如果神安排这个环境
，But because if the Lord arrange you in such a situation，
主就会给我们寻道的恩典
，God will give you the grace of martyrdom，
但是弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
如果我们盼望那一天。有寻道的恩典。
If we hope in that day that we will have the grace of martyrdom，
那么今天我们活着的时候
，while we are living today，
就要做一个活的寻道。
We need to live a living martyrdom。
这样的话
this way,
当了那些领导的时候
when that day comes,
我们才能荣耀主的
then we can glorify the Lord.
所以我们看见说
so we see,
一个做属灵领袖的人
to become a spiritual leader,
需要有属灵的胆量
you need spirit courage.
许多的人天然非常胆怯
some people they are very timid naturally.
你不要以为说因为你是个胆怯的人
Do not think that you are a timid person.
你知道这是我们的气质。
That is our natural temperament.
有的人天然是胆量很大。
Some people naturally they are very courageous.
有的人天然是很胆怯。
And some people naturally very timid.
但是弟兄姊妹这没有关系。
That doesn't matter.
天然胆大的人。
Natural courage.
遇到负面的事情就胆怯了。
Comes to spiritual matter, they become very weak.
天然胆怯的人。
Naturally timid.
因着神的恩典。
Because God's grace.
反而在负面的事情上胆子很大。
Even when it comes to spiritual matter, they
are very weak.这个神道的历史里面
and when you go into the history of the Muslim,
我们看见有一些很软弱的女子
we see many many weak sisters
但是他们在神道的时候
when, in this matter of martyrdom
他们的胆量是超过勇士
their courage is beyond anybody
因为是主的恩典在他的身上
grace operating in
them 所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
一个做属灵领袖的人
to be a spiritual leader
必须要有那个属灵的胆量
you must have spiritual courage
还有一点
one more point
一个做属灵领袖的人
to be a spiritual leader
神在他的身上
GodIn your life,
必须要做出一个真实的谦卑来。
He wants to work you to make you a real humble person.
因为神阻挡骄傲的。
For God resists the proud.
神赐恩给谦卑。
And God gives grace to the humble.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
弟兄姊
妹，严格的说完
，strictly speaking，
没有一个人不是骄傲。
There is no one that is not proud.
如果你的天然有很多，当然你骄傲。
If you have much naturally, therefore you're proud.
如果你天然很少，你也骄傲。
Even if you possess little naturally, you're just as proud.
甚至于照人看，你是一无所有的，你也骄傲。
Even according to man's standard, you are a man of nothing. You are still a very proud person.
我们人都是骄傲。
We are all proud person, people.
不过是一步步五十步小一步步而已
it's a matter of degrees
但是谁拦住骄傲的
but God resists the proud
神罪灵神拯救人都是如此
even the way the Lord saves people
一个骄傲的人不能得救
a proud person cannot be saved
我想一个很好的例子就是虚拟
I'll give you a good example is Phoenix
Charles Dickens
yes, Charles Dickens
是美国一个非常大用的一个布道家
yes, it's one of the servant of the Lord mightily used by God in US and evangelism
他是律师
he is a lawyer
那么在念这个律师的时候
when he was studying law
他发现说许多你知道英美的这个法律都是根据圣经的话
yeah, he discovered that the Anglo-American law based on the scripture.
所以他就买了一份圣经
And so he bought a Bible.
来做参考
To do research.
但是到后来神的灵就感动他
And the Holy Spirit worked in his heart.
他觉得实在需要他的罪很大需要得救
And so he recognized he is a sinner and he needs to be saved.
所以他就开始读圣经
And he began to read the scripture.
但是呢他读圣经这样读法的
And the way he read the scripture.
没有人的时候他就读圣经
and when there's no one there, then he reads.
人一进来，马上把圣经藏起来。
And when anybody comes to his office, he hides.
他不要人看见说他在哪里读圣经。
He dare not to allow let people see that he's reading.
有一天早晨，他要到公司旁去的时候
，So one day he was on his way to the office.
他实在感觉我这个人罪孽众多。
And he feared that he was such a sinner.
我如果死了，我要灭亡。
He said, "If I die, I'll perish."
所以他说啥？我要寻求得救。
He said, "I will seek salvation."
我不要到office去了。
I'm not going to go to the
altar.
I want to pray.
心腹救我
Ask the Lord to save me.
所以他就跑到一个山林里头去
So he walked into a mountain forest.
他走得很深很深
And he walked very deep into the forest.
因为他怕人看见
So he's afraid that
he might 他到了很深的树林里面
And he walked deep into the forest.
他看见有几棵的树啊是倒在地上
And he noticed there are several trees that would fell on the ground.
他就跑到中间去藏在里头。
He went between those trunks and he hid himself.
那就跪下来祷告。
And he knelt down.
他以为说，我这样祷告，哪一句是可以把我里面的内中的重担呢，可以完全卸在主里面。
He said, in that place, and I can really pray and open my heart to the Lord.
但是他跪下来祷告没有话。
And when he knelt down, he cannot pray.
他祷告了几句，祷告不下去。
And he prayed a few words, he cannot pray.
他一听有一点声音。
And he heard their noise.
马上站。
And he stood up.
因为怕人看见。
He was afraid people might see.
他这样做了几次。
And he did it.
实在没有办法祷告。
And he could not pray.
哎呀，他非常的后悔。
And he was very regretful.
因为他到树林里去的时候。
And when he went to the forest.
他说我现在要去祷告去。
He said, I want to pray.
我要去寻求得救。
I want to seek salvation.
如果不得救，我就不回来。
He said, if I am not saved, I will not return.
那他说我不能回去。
I cannot return.
那怎么办呢？
What can I do?
哎呀，他实在觉得为难。
He's in great difficulty.
忽然在这个时候
at this moment
好像有人在那里对他说
somebody is speaking to me
他说 Phineas
is a Phineas
你是一个罪人
you are sinner
你在哪一位圣洁的神面前祷告
you pray before a holy God
你求这一位的神怜悯你
you ask this holy God to help you
你怕人看见吗
you are afraid man to see
你这个人何等的骄傲
you are very proud
哎呀看见自己
he saw himself
他跪在地上
He knelt down
承认他骄傲的罪
Acknowledge the sin of pride
当他这样承认的时候
When he acknowledged
今天认罪
Ask forgiveness
神的话一句一句地领导他
And the word of the Lord came to him
圣灵是充满了他
The spirit filled him
从头一天起
From the first day
他就对神大大的喜
He was used mightily by God
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
神拦住骄傲
God resisted pride
慈恩给谦卑的
Give grace to those who are mercy
圣经有很多的例子
There are many examples in the story
我没有时间
Because we don't have time
我只能提他的例子
I'll mention just a few names
旧约里面基甸是一个很好的例子
In the Old Testament Gideon is a good example
神要拯救以色列的百姓脱离米甸人的手
And when God wants to deliver his sheep from the hands of Midian
他就去找基甸
He looked for Gideon
他说大能的勇士啊
He's a great warrior
神与你同在
God be with you
神就要派遣他去救以色列的百姓
God want to send him to deliver Israel
你看基甸他的光景怎么样
You what kind of reaction was in Gideon
他有一个谦卑的
He had a humble spirit
他说神啊
He's a
Lord 在十二个支派中摩拿西的支派是最贫穷的
In the 12 tribes, Manasseh is the weakest.
在我父的家里头，我是最小的。
And in my family's house, I am the least.
我怎么能被你用
How can I be used?
但是神告诉他，与他同在，使用他。
But God said, I'll be with you, I'll sustain you.
当神大大的使用他。
When God mightily used him.
拯救以色列的人脱离米甸人的手。
Deliver the people out of the hands of Midian.
以色列支派的人就起来了。
The tribe of Ephraim,
他们起来与他争。
Ephraim made him and struggled with him.
他说：“为什么与米甸人打仗，你们没有叫我们？你们有叫我们出来
？”Ephraim said, "He said, 'When you're fighting with the Midianites, how do you even call us?'"
你知道仇敌在那里霸占的时候
，You know when the enemies were there.
这些以色列人都躲在后面。
Ephraimites were hiding.
但是等到打了胜仗了
，After the battle,
他们就起来责备，基甸说：“你为什么不喊我们呢
？”And they came and accused the Manasseh tribe. Gideon, how come you did not ask us to join you?
你看基甸怎么回答
？You know what was the reply of Gideon?
他说：“你们所做的比我做的更大。”
He said, "Your work is greater than my work."
以色列人他所摘取的葡萄比我们这个种族所摘下来的收的葡萄还要多吗
？He said, "The grapes Ephraim they are bigger and sweeter than ours."
因为你们把这个米甸人两个这个 pieces 抓到了。
here because you call the two kinds of the medium. Because what you have done is more than we can, what we have done. When they heard this word, they are very happy. They did not argue with
them.
This is humility. After the
battle,
you led us into this victory. You should be our king. We want you to be our king.
For
the Gideon replied, I don't want to be your king. My offspring will not be
your king.
May God be your king.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
this
is humility.
Oh, 我们实在在神面前,
we need to be before him. We need to be a humble.
如果你谦卑,
if we are humble,
神能用他,
then God can use
you.
God use you.
如果你骄傲,
because you're proud,
你就完了,
that you're finished.
如果你再谦卑,
if you're humble,
你更谦卑,
and you're humble more,
就更能,
God can use you more. In the New Testament, Barnabas is a good example. Sometimes we have prejudice about this brother. Because he departed with Paul. We always blame Barnabas. Could be he was not quite right. But because of this, we are prejudiced about him. But you read carefully, you can see that Barnabas is a humble man. Even though he was a very wealthy man, he sold all he had and placed them at the feet of the apostles. They call him the Son of Consolation. Because he has a large heart. When the disciples heard that the Lord had started to work in Antioch, and they sent Barnabas to go and visit him. And when he saw the work of God, he
said,
he did not say, but this is not my work, so it doesn't matter. Today, God's servant had this kind of attitude.
Oh, 他看见神在哪里做的工作,
when he saw God's work there,
他满心欢喜,
full joy.
他就在哪里帮助鼓励他们,
he was to encourage them to keep the faith.
因为他看见神的工作那么大,
because he saw the greatness of God's work.
哎呀, 他承认他自己不够,
and he realized he is nothing.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹,
当神稍微用我们一点的时候, when God used us a little bit,
能我们就觉得自己好大好大,
we think we are something.
能当时翻哪翻呢?
But Barabbas,
当神在那里用他的时候,
when God used him,
哎呀,他就是说, 这个工作不是他可以胜任,
he said this work is not something I can
do, 因为他认为他自己是个有限的器,
but he realized it's a limited vessel.
很有限的,
one person,
不是扫罗,
oh, sorry,
他是个大的器,
he is a big Oh, he's a big vessel. Because Saul's conversion was much later. It was Barnabas to introduce Paul to the apostles in
Jerusalem.
But Barnabas had a big heart. And he recognized that Paul is a vessel in God's hand.
为做神的工作,
because of God's work.
不是为做自己,
not for himself.
并且许多神的仆人有敬畏之心。
Many of God's servants, they have a territorial concept.
This
is my sphere.
你们不能来,
you cannot come.
Barnabas
did not touch a feeling.
虽然神在哪里用他,
God used him. He said, this work is
to do.
Because of God's work.
他不能为做自己把神的工作,
I cannot get hold of God's work.
有一个人,
there's one man who is a great vessel.
他就谦卑他自己去找扫,
and he humbled himself to seek.
把扫罗找来,
he found Saul.
与他一同侍奉,
and served with him with the Lord.
按照资格来说,
according to qualification,
他比保罗资格大,
he is more qualified than
当他们一同在侍奉的时候,
when they served together,
有个心智和教师,
five prophets and teachers.
在安提亚一起侍奉。
They were serving the Lord together at Antioch.
第一名是巴拿巴。
The first was Barnabas.
第二名是保罗。
The last one was Saul.
他们一同在那里侍奉。
They served the Lord together.
你知道这个不是在那里摆地位。
It's not a matter of order.
摆在那里摆地
position、
那是圣灵这样的安排。
This is the order by the Spirit.
对方圣灵分派巴拿巴和保罗出去的时候。
So、when the Spirit sent Paul and Barnabas out to preach the gospel.
他们是巴拿巴和扫罗一同出去。
It is Barnabas and Paul went out together.
巴拿巴是在那里领导。
Barnabas was the leader.
保罗在那里发说。
Paul was there as his co-worker. Because Barnabas had more spiritual measure. Paul has less. But for a period of time, we see that the grace of God manifesting in Paul's life. He had more measure of
grace.
And so the scripture can say, Paul is not Paul in Barnabas. Paul is in the place of leadership. Paul tried to grasp that position. It was the placement of the Holy Spirit. Thank God. And Paul did not be polite about it. Paul said, since God has this ordering, I must obey. Was Barnabas jealous?
No.
Barnabas
followed
Paul and co-worked with Paul willingly.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果一个人里面有一点的骄傲,
there's a pride in one's life.
这件事情是绝对办不到的事情。
This work cannot be done.
难怪马可约翰受不了啊。
No wonder why John Mark cannot take it.
旁边的人受不了。
Those who are around cannot take it.
但是当时的人他能接受。
But they take it.
最终的谦卑,
this kind of humility,
在神的面前何等的宝贝。
In God's sight is very
powerful. 今天神的仆人都有这种谦卑的心啊。
May God have this kind of servant who have this.This is what God needs in His servant.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天的教会里头有许多的难处。
We have many problems in the church.
都是因为神的仆人有地盘主义。
It's because God's servant they have territorial.
神的仆人心胸太大了。
Because they have an aggressive heart.
如果神兴起比你更有用的人了
If God raised someone that is more useful than you
你愿意不愿意就退让让那个人做领导
Are you willing to allow him to take the place of leadership
不但在工作上如此
Not only in the work
在教会中也是如此
And also the same thing in the church
也许过去的时候
Possibly in the past,
神在那里圣灵设立你做长老。
Yes, God used you one time to be the elder.
把你放在领导的地位上。
Place you in the place of leadership.
如果后来有人圣灵的提醒比你更好了。
Subsequently, Lord has raised another person whose spiritual condition is much better than yours.
是不是你就站住这个地位不肯放了？
Are you holding fast to your position?
如果你这样的话，
If you are that way,
你叫全教会对你扣住。
Because in that way, the whole church will be limited.
如果这人在哪里兴起人啊？
If God has raised new people up,
他们属灵的情形是超过你的。
Their spiritual condition is better than yours.
你应当主动的进去。
You ought to voluntarily
让那些人起来领导。
Allow those to come to be the leader. You have to be willing to follow them. This is humility. Those who God used are people of humility. Lastly, God's looking for those who do have patience. This patience is it means.
因为你看见了异象
because you see the vision
所以你无论遭遇什么挫折
No matter what difficulties you encounter
你就能忍受一切
You endure everything
你就不知不悔的一直往前
You cannot look back or turn back You endure to the end
那好像又不一样
Like Job
因着他的忍耐
Because he's patient
他所得到的结果是何等的荣耀
And the blessing he received in was far more glorious
什么叫做忍耐 忍耐就是说
Patient means
因为你一切在面前有所看见
So you see something
别人还没有看见
Others have not seen it
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
你的眼睛是开了
Your eyes are open.
别人的眼睛还没有开。
The other people's eyes are still closed.
你就有个很大的试探。
You have a temptation.
你看那些眼睛没有看的人是看不起。
You look at those who have not seen what you've seen as though they are, you don't have respect for them.
你自己一直跑在前面去了。
You run ahead yourself.
你不顾那些的人。
You do not care for the rest.
一个牧羊的人。
A shepherd.
当然要坐在羊群里面
You ought to walk before the sheep
但是他不能在羊群前一千步以外
But you cannot be 100 feet ahead of the sheep
叫羊群跟不上他
Because the flock can never catch up with you
虽然他是坐在前面
But even though you are walking in front of them
但是为什么那些软弱的羊群
But because of the sheep
你愿意一步一步地走
You will walk step by step
不是你里面的感觉
According to your inward feeling
你早可以到那个目的地了
You could have been there long long ago
但是你为着他们的缘故
But for the sake of the flock
你愿意他们一步一步地走
You want to walk with them step by step
好像耶稣亚和加勒一样
Like Joshua and Caleb
就是他们两个人的光景
According to their two conditions
38年前就可以进迦南
38 years ago they could have entered into Canaan
但是我为着顾念那一世代的人
But for the sake of the whole nation
他们愿意那一世代的人一同在旷野里头徘徊
They endure the wilderness for 40 years
到了40年满了
After 40 years
与他们一同带他们进到
And they enter into Canaan with the whole nation
这个叫做忍耐
This is patience
忍耐就是说
Patience means
你对弟兄姊妹
The way you treat your
你不轻看他们
You do not look lightly to them
你不在那里说你们这些人就是赶不上
You cannot say you will never catch up with me
那算了
有
我自己就去
I'll go with myself
亲爱的弟兄
Brothers and sisters
所以你所有的人不能这样
这个世界的事 cannot be like that
你必须要攻克你的自己
You have to control yourself
你要忍耐着带领弟兄姊妹往前
You have to endure and bring the whole brother and sister with you
在旧约的里面
In the Old Testament
你西米是个很好的例子
Nehemiah is a good example
我们知道尼西米他是在皇宫里头做酒政的
Yes Nehemiah is a cupbearer in the palace
但他的心顾念他的弟兄
But his heart was with his brethren
他并不以为自己享受就满足了
He does not care for his own pleasure
当他的弟兄们从耶路撒冷回来的时候
When his brethren returned from Jerusalem
报告给他听耶路撒冷的光景
They reported to him the conditions of Jerusalem
城墙都拆毁了
The walls broken down
留在那里的百姓受过仇敌的
And the people there they were oppressed
他里面满了重担
He was full of burden
他就在神面前祷告
And he prayed
你知道他祷告的时候是11月12月的时候
When he prayed was in November December the month of December
但是他不轻举妄动，不随便。
But he will not be careless.
他一直等候在九年。
He waited and waited.
等到三四月的时候
，until March or April，
有一个机会
，opportunity，
神为他开路
，road open away。
因为皇帝看见他脸上忧愁
，because the king saw the expression of his face。
这是很危险的事
，this is very dangerous。
因为做酒政的人
，because the cupbearer，
那是王的亲信。
Because that is the person who the king
trusts.
You give the cup of wine to the king to drink.
他从这王喝之前，他自己需要喝一口。
Before the king drinks, he has to drink a little bit.
因为那个时候的皇帝都是暴君呢。
Because in those, because in those king, the kings are all dictators.
他们很怕人就是他。
Because they're afraid the people may poison them.
所以酒正是他的亲信。
Because the cupbearer is their protector.
他们两个人的命是一个命。
Their two lives are one life.
所以酒正信合。
So the cupbearer had a drink.
如果有毒的话，酒正是为了王
这个。It is poisonous.
然后就是王。
And then the king was sent.
所以他在那里敬酒的时候，脸上不能有愁。
And so he was serving the king with a cup of wine.
因为脸上有愁，皇帝心里就你在那里有心事了。
And when the king noticed his sad face, he knew something was wrong with him.
那恐怕你也要暗杀我了。
Probably you want to assassinate.
所以这有生命的危险。
This danger to his life.
但是他在那里勉强了几个月。
But he endured for a few months.
几个月他装着笑脸去献酒。
For a few months he tried to have a pleasant face before the king.
到了那一天实在没有办法。
But he cannot endure anymore.
他脸上忧愁。
He became grieved and sad.
皇帝就说你为什么脸上忧愁？
King said, why are you so sorrow?
一定有原因在哪里？
There must be a reason.
他里头就祷告。
And he prayed.
他说。
And he said,
我自己的同胞。
He said, my brother.
在那里受苦。
They are suffering there.
我怎么能过得去？
How can I endure?
求王差遣我去。
May the king send me back.
让我去建造这个城。
May I go back and to rebuild the wall.
感谢神。
感谢
神就打发他去。
And God sent him back.
你知道他到了那里。
When he arrived.
三天的功夫。
Three days.
他什么都不懂。
He knew nothing.
他在那里观察。
He watched.
然后他把他的负担告诉留在那里的弟兄们。
Then he unveiled his burden with his brethren.
许多的艰难。
Many difficulties.
流亡的时
候 within and without.
但是他忍耐。
But he endured.
直等到城墙。
Until the wall was rebuilt.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
一个做领袖的人。
To be a leader.
如果没有这种的忍耐。
If you have no patience.
怎么能做神的工？
How can you do God's work?
碰到一点的挫折，
when you encounter difficulty,
就散，
you resign.
看见弟兄姊妹好像不明白，也跟不上，
and as though the brothers and sisters don't know and they cannot catch up with you,
算了。
You
你们是凡人没有用。
You just matter.
亲爱的弟兄，
brothers and sisters,
一个做领袖的人，
主爹，
这个是一个牧羊的人，
一个 shepherd.
他要有牧羊人的心。
You have to have a heart of a shepherd.
在新约的里面
，in the New Testament,
约翰是个很好的例子。
John is an example.
就说他天然的气质来说
，according to his natural temperament,
他这一个人不是一个忍耐的人。
He is not a patient person.
主耶稣称他为雷子。
The Lord call him the thunder.
打雷
thunder.
这个打雷啊，一点不忍耐。
Thunder has no patience at all.
打雷那打人。
It's explosive.
圣经里头给我们看见约翰好几次打雷。
Scripture tell us how many times that John thunder.
但是保罗毕业，约翰不大说话。
John is man of little speech.
但是他一开口就是雷声轰轰。
The moment he opens his mouth is just like thunder.
你记得吗
？You remember?
有一次，有人奉主的名赶鬼。
There's one time people using the name of the Lord cast out a devil.
鬼也赶出去了。
And the demon was driven out.
约翰大不满意。
And John was very upset.
他跑到主耶稣的面前。
And he went to the Lord.
这岂有此理啊！
He said, how can this be?
这一个人他不与我们在一起，怎么可以赶鬼呢？
Because he's not with us, how can he do such a thing?
他可以用你的名也赶鬼呢。
And he used your name to cast out evil.
他要赶鬼，必须要与我们在一起才行啊。
He's going to do such work, he has to be with us.
我们对你的名可以包办呢。
We have your, we can monopolize your name.
别人不能用你的名。
No one else can use your name.
打雷。
Thundering.
主耶稣说。
The Lord said,
不与我分离的就是与我相隔。
Those who are not scattered are with me.
往前走。
Move forward.
主耶稣到撒玛利亚的城里。
The Lord went to the valley of Samaria.
撒玛利亚人与他人没有来往。
The Samaritans and the Jews, they have no dealings with
each other.
And they will not receive the Lord Jesus.
约翰和他的哥哥两个雷啊。就斗打
，and John and his brother, the two thunders, they roar.
他们跑到主耶稣的面前
，and they went to the Lord.
说主啊
，is the Lord.
这件事不可以的
，this can never happen.
你是主啊
，you are the Lord.
怎么他们可以不接受你呢
？How can they not receive you?
你要不要我们祷告
？Do you want us to pray?
从天上降下火来，把他们烧掉
，and ask the fire from heaven to fall down and destroy them.
好有信心啊
！Oh, they do have faith.
你知道主耶稣那个时候经过撒玛利亚的城子是到耶路撒冷去。
Do you know that when the Lord went to Samaria, was on his way to Jerusalem?
他到耶路撒冷去，那是为做定时。
And the way and he went to Jerusalem is because of the cross.
主耶稣那个时候的灵，那是个十字架的灵。
The spirit of the Lord was the spirit of the cross.
但是这两个弟兄的灵
，But these two brothers' spirit,
那是另外的一个
，is another kind of spirit.
主对付他。
The Lord dealt with them.
还有一次大雷。
There was one more time they thundered.
就是他把他们的母亲带来。
It's the time when he brought their mother to the Lord.
坐在主的左边和右边。
One wants to be at the Lord's right hand and the other at the left.
这个雷一打，十个门徒的耳朵都震动。
And this time when the thunder roared, all the 11 other disciples' ears, they perked up.
他天然不是个人类。
Naturally, he is not a person.
你咋是答应主？
我向主，
因为主管教
，because God disciplines.
主祝福他
，God deal with him.
约翰成了爱的使徒
，John became a disciple of love.
什么是爱
？What is love?
爱是很久忍耐。
Love is enduring.
哦，愿神怜悯。
May the Lord help us.
如果神因着他的怜悯拣选我们
，If in God's mercy He has chosen you and me，
巴不得我们让圣灵在我们身上来做这些的工。
May we allow the Holy Spirit to do all these works。
哦，愿他开我们的眼睛，能看见异象。
May He open our eyes to see the vision。
愿他在我们身上不放松我们。
That He will not let us go。
巴不得他把那个勇气赐给我们。
May He give us that spirit of courage.